What's the upper part of the house made of? Or let me ask you about the outside of the house. What kind of siding do you have?
I guess it's aluminum.
Okay. Is that pretty common in this area, aluminum siding, or do a lot of people have wood or cardina?
Well, wood is really the most common.
Okay.
And then they got, so they're going back to wood now because they want to kind of keep it historical.
Okay.
You know. So those that are remodeling and kind of redoing their fault are going back to that kind of narrow wood.
Okay.
Not big, wide, but I don't know what they call it.
Yeah. Do you think that's what's under your siding here? Just wood? Or?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's on the upper part of the house? What covers your house then?
Well, it's like big tar, strips of tar.
Okay.
You know, they overlap each other. What, shingles?
Oh, okay. Is that typically what people have in this?
Yeah, this one, of course, is wearing out. A lot of them had wood shingles.
Okay.
But now the newer ones are putting in a lot of metal.
Really?
Because the snow slides right out.
See? Yeah.
And then it keeps the heat in better, probably.
Oh, really? Do you know what kind of metal they would use?
No, okay. I don't.
Okay. Do many houses that you know of have, I didn't notice that you have one, a fireplace?
Yeah, some of them do. Maybe about of the older ones. Probably it was about half and half. If they could afford to put a fireplace in, they did.
Do you have one?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
Never did here.
Did you ever have a fireplace growing up in your house?
No.
Okay.
See, I lived out at the railroad house. My dad was an agent out there. And we didn't even have plumbing at that time.
Really?
I mean, inside plumbing. We had the water, running water, but not the bathroom.
Hmm.
So we had the outside bathrooms, which was a little cold in winter.
Which is a long time around here.
And another thing, out there, you know, the railroads, going this way, this way, this way, you went to the bathroom, everybody knew what to
do. How'd you heat the house back then?
Coal. Coal and wood.
See it as a type of stove.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Brunson burners, I think they called them.
Okay. How do you heat this house?
Gas.
Okay. Do you have what's called a furnace, or is there another name for that, or is that something?
Well, I guess they're wall furnaces.
Okay.
I have one in the kitchen and one in the front room.
Okay. Are you familiar with fireplaces at all? I want to ask a couple questions
about those.
Okay. What is the thing that a fireplace has typically that sort of...
mantle?
Yeah.
The top, call it a mantle.
If you saw a fireplace around here, would they typically have one of those?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about the thing that lets the fumes out? In the houses I've seen, they're typically made out of brick, but I think some of them are made out of stone.
I suppose they're out of metal. I hadn't thought about that.
Okay.
They must be.
Okay. In a furnace, I guess if you can think back to that stove that you had, that probably had something to let the fumes out, right?
Oh, yeah. They had a stove pipe.
Okay. And that would probably be an important part of that.
Because
the fumes you don't want coming in the house.
Uh-huh.
What would it be called in the fireplace then? That same type of deal.
There's a fireplace in the house right next door.
Yeah, is that one? That's what I'm talking about right there. What would you call that stone thing that comes out?
Well, darn if I know. I hadn't thought about that.
Would you use the term chimney?
Yeah.
For that? Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. See, part of what I'm trying to do is figure out what you would call that here.
Yeah.
I don't want to assume that everything you call here is the same.
Well, I think they call it chimney.
Okay.